So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Of course, unbelievable story. President Trump now announcing at the cabinet meeting the hostages definitely are coming back. By the way, the All-American halftime show, Turning Point, is refreshing that on Twitter. They're continuing promoting it's going to happen. I have no knowledge of what the vehicle will be at the Super Bowl. And they're asking what you prefer in the acts. I may put that up on Twitter. I think classic rock, Henry is right, would RB our genre. I have to put a little poll up. I'm interested to hear what people say. Well, worship music beat that. If they do that, that's fine. It's in keeping with Charlie Kirk. But I think the message has to be here to get a substantial audience. That's the only thing the NFL is going to recognize on this. If they have a fairly substantial audience, they might think about things a little bit more clearly. If it's a really nice audience, then yeah. Steve Feldman, longtime friend. We've done so many things together. But on this one, I'm not sure. We heard a cautionary tale there. And it is true from our last caller about, these are terrorists that Israel is letting out en masse as part of this deal. But the hostages, it looks like they're going to come out. I'm not even sure how we know that 20 are alive. Let's go to Steve Feldman, Zionist of America here locally on Talk Radio 1210. Steve, welcome in. And I'm not sure, Greater Philadelphia ZOA director. Steve, I'm not sure where you're going to go with this one. Do you see this as historic at this point?
Well, Dom, first of all, thank you for having me on again. And I thank you, as always, for covering this topic in depth the way you do, and you're unparalleled in presenting it to your audience. So I thank you for that. There obviously is pros and cons to what's going on. It will be wonderful to get hostages, captives freed. It will be wonderful for the families of murdered hostages to have some closure on that. But letting more than 2,000, the term is terrorist, but a lot of these people are actually murderers, out of prison. They've all been convicted. The judicial system is very rigorous in Israel. So what we don't know are some of the other elements. You know, there's phase one and phase two and who knows how many other phases, and what comes next, and what the Islamic Resistance Movement, which is Hamas's actual name, what they will do, what they will abide by. They haven't abided by anything. The Palestinian Authority has not abided by anything they've agreed to. So there's more question marks than answers. But God willing, at least the return of the captives and the remains of the murdered captives will happen. So
well,
we're cautiously optimistic.
How do we know? Do you have any sense? Because I'm unaware that 20 are alive, and I get it, the remains, peace to the family and all that. And I'm not going to split hairs here and say, if we got that, is it worth sending these people? But it's a big difference if we get 20 people alive back to their families. How do we know that?
Well, either there is knowledge through you know, the security services, the Mossad, the CIA, what have you. You know, it's hard to say that Hamas is on the honor system because they have no honor. So I don't know that we know for sure. Again, they really can't be trusted. And it's more than Hamas. There are multiple genocidal anti-Jewish groups operating in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Islamic Jihad being another one. So who knows who has whom and what everybody is getting. None of this is happening for free. There's
right.
going to be a cost
right.
to Israel, to the Jewish people, to the United States. Just the dignity of the United States of negotiating, whether directly or indirectly, with people who've murdered so many Americans. We sometimes forget or overlook that the Palestinian Arabs murdered Americans on October 7th, 2023, and prior to October 7th, 2023. They've murdered Americans, and almost none have stood for justice in the United States for those murders.
Absolutely. Steve, very hard question. And I'm in the camp, the people that are saying this, they're a mixed bag. Some of them are just anti-Semitic haters of Israel. Others are sympathetic to this notion that due to the overwhelming bias of the media, due to TikTok, the algorithm, I think Van Jones said it pretty well last week, of what you see constantly there, murdered babies in Gaza, way out of proportion to any. Israel is fighting this war in a textbook fashion as far as trying to prevent that. But you're a media guy. You take a look at the media on this. Is Israel eroding support that used to be there for Israel and should be there going forward? And I'm in that camp. And this is one of the reasons they're considering the ceasefire, Gaza, getting the hostages back to ameliorate that continued damage. Do you see that's happening?
So from my vantage point, as a recovering journalist, as I like to call myself, and as an activist, the media clearly is biased. And what Israel is doing as a result of that, I believe there are a number of pressures, the first and foremost being President Trump's pressure, the second most being the electorate in Israel. Israel has a very rigorous democracy, and the Netanyahu coalition government is under constant pressure, pardon me, both externally and internally. So there's the two of those. There is the diaspora Jewry, which is putting pressure on the Netanyahu government to do whatever it takes to get the media, because obviously what's going on is not just affecting Israel, it's affecting Jews everywhere. But all of that aside, it's all based on lies. As you've said, and as many experts have said, Israel is fighting the war. Israel was attacked. Let's go back to the basics. Israel was attacked in the most brutal of ways on October 7, 2023. It happened on the Sabbath. It happened on a significant Jewish holiday. Israel didn't ask for this. Hamas deliberately created a network system of tunnels and other things that they did to maximize their own civilian casualties. So that has to be acknowledged, first of all. Second of all, the media is biased. Clearly, they were biased before October 7th. They've been biased since. So is that all a factor? Yes. There's no two ways about it. To what degree, you know, we don't know. We can speculate.
Well, Steve, it's going to be interesting to see. Is it your sense that the Knesset will pass this. It's my sense, but I would defer to you on this. I know there's all kinds of coalitions there. They will sign off on this?
So there's the Security Cabinet, there's the Cabinet,
okay.
And then there's the Knesset. There's three mm-hmm. layers, so to speak. I think if it gets to the Knesset will overwhelmingly support it. I think the Cabinet will support it. The Security Cabinet, I don't know if they've released their decision yet. They were meeting, as of a half hour ago. I hadn't seen reports that they come out of that meeting. I think they have to approve it. And I think that even if some ministers oppose it, enough will support it because I think the Israeli government is left with no choice for all of the pressures that we went over a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, but what happens later, we don't know. We know that the last time there was a massive exchange of Israeli victims versus Palestinian Arab murderers, some of the people who Israel was forced to free went on to become the leaders of Hamas.
Right.
And were responsible for October 7th and that massacre. So there's a lot of unknowns here, including the unknown whether this will all come to fruition. I mean, there's people celebrating, there's people declaring peace, very much like, peace in our time. We're hearing that again, kind of. I just want to read if you don't mind, a line from the Hamas covenant.
Sure.
That says that our struggle, I'm quoting them, this is from 1988, you can look it up, your listeners can look it up, quote, our struggle against the Jews, not Israel, it says the Jews, is very great and very serious. It needs all sincere efforts. It is a step that inevitably should be followed by other steps. The movement, meaning Hamas, has been one squadron that should be supported by more and more squadrons from this vast Arab and Islamic world until the enemy is vanquished and Allah's victory is realized. So that really is the heart of what all this is about. And we'll see what happens. We pray that this benefits the hostages, benefits Israel, benefits America and the West.
Absolutely, Steve. More on this tomorrow. Where do we find ZOA? Where do we go?
Thank you. So locally, it's our website is philly.zoa.org. Our email is the word office@zoaphilly.org. Nationally, it's zoa.org is the website, and info@zoa.org gets you to us. So I thank you. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, Steve. All right. We'll see more in the next couple of days, and tomorrow we'll see. I'm still on the fence. I told you, right, this Josh Barton guy that we refer to that does like a sports book on big national events, he says this group in the Sudan are the odds-on favorite to win the Nobel Peace Prize tomorrow, not Trump. You got to realize the antagonism, and people on the left are not signing off on this, even though this is what they talk about nonstop. All right, in a moment, we got Dom's Money Melody coming up here. Let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David. Afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, and today's kind of a special day. Today is my six-month anniversary of discovering WPHT.
Well, absolutely. What goes with that? Not gold, not silver. Six-month anniversary.
Gravy.
Gravy. Okay, there you go.
So I've been bugging you guys for 6 months now, but I'm going to go with today. I'm going to go with the game we all have in our homes all across the country, maybe across the world. And that's the Monopoly board. It has all kinds of Jersey features in it.
That is an outside the box one. That is a very good one. Mostly Atlantic City or almost all Atlantic City. Thank you, David. Yeah. If we were redesigning the Monopoly game, gravy would be on there. Of course, corruption would be on there.
Go to sauce jail.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there would be...
you have to eat all the raw oysters.
Yeah. One that's passed, and Dan and I would always argue about, I think of Jersey as a capital. Not the only one, but a capital of big hair, too.
Oh,
which I love.
Yeah, totally.
That era, yes. And really puffed up, and really, yeah, big hair, without a doubt. It is time, though. I think we have enough lines here. Yeah, it is time for...
It's Dobbs! Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right. And today you are playing for a $50 Metro Diner gift card. Diner's Jersey. Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. And again, great spot, and it goes a long way. And I think we'll have it again tomorrow when we're at Mulligan's. So, Henry, what do you have today?
Yeah, Dom. One of the movies that we talk about frequently on the Dom Giordano program, I feel, is The Graduate. And what more sure. iconic scene than yes. at the end of The Graduate when they're playing Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play you a cover of Mrs. Robinson, an unreleased cover of Mrs. Robinson by a famous New Jersey band. I'm just going to leave it at that because how many famous New Jersey bands are there? Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Strikingly similar to the original
version. Yes, I think very good cover. Yes, and that is a great question. So we're looking for the Jersey band who's covering Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
Okay, by the way, somebody on Twitter put down the Pine Barrens as something very Jersey. It's not universal enough, but it's a great one. And I would argue the Sopranos Pine Barrens, that's the best hour of the Sopranos.
Guy was a Russian Green Beret. He
yeah,
played
that's
16
right.
Czechoslovakians.
He was the
his house looked like.
He was the interior decorator instead of the interior minister.
Yeah, his house looked like a
exactly. Yeah. But Paulie, when he says I'm walking right out of here, then starts shooting his gun in the air. Yeah, when his shoe comes off or what he had on. Oh my God, yeah. I would argue that's one of the 10 best hours of TV in history.
Totally.
It really, really good. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. All right, we're going to get a winner here right now at 855-839-1210. And coming up, I'll give you a little bit more on Trump and Columbus Day and Katie Porter, the gift that keeps on giving. Do we have some sound on her on Talk Radio 1210?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody. Henry with this Jersey band cover. Who is the band? Let's go to Dennis in Mayfair. All right, Dennis, who's the band?
Is that Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band?
No, we wouldn't commit that sacrilege too easily.
Please.
Here. We'd be desperate for it, yeah. Dan would pull the plug at the tower and drive out there. Mike in Philly. Mike, who is it?
How about Bon Jovi?
almost as bad, but yes. Yeah, they're not as obnoxious, but they've been involved in stuff too. Mike, you're headed off to the Metro Diner. $50 gift card. Are they still together, Henry, in any reasonable way? I don't hear too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen them. I thought they were living in Center City, too. At least he was, or one of the key members was. Okay, we'll do it all again tomorrow. Well, I don't know, tomorrow. We got to figure the optics. If you have something, I know it's going to be travel and all that. It's okay. If not, we're going to be busy tomorrow with all kinds of stuff. At Mulligan's, noon to 3, you got to be in the house. Spectacular day, and then head over to Rich's broadcast at the Seaport. Wow, by the end of that day, Uber's going to be busy or something, I think. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. So Katie Porter has really, just by, we played you yesterday, Porter getting into this face-off with a CBS reporter just because of follow-up questions. And the woman is a CBS reporter saying, you're the leading candidate to be the next governor of California. I got to ask follow-up questions. I'm an investigative journalist. I don't throw you the ball. You hit it, and I don't try to catch it. That's the way it works. This woman is beyond obnoxious. Here's another of her moments. I think this is cut 18, Henry, where Porter has one of her underlings in the background of her shot. She's doing something about electric vehicles, and the assistant trying to tell her that's not accurate information. You don't want to put it out. Here's how it sounded.
You ready for stat number 2?
I am.
All right. $632. $632, which is how much you save in fuel and maintenance costs when you replace your traditional car with an EV, with an electric vehicle. So I drive
a Chevy Bolt.
It is the best car that I have ever owned. I just plug it into the garage, 3-hole prong plug, and I never have to go to the gas station.
That's awesome. And $632 is real money. And I know here at UCI, we have a National Fuel Center Research Center, and they're also doing work on how to make electric vehicles affordable, including for low and moderate income people, working moms, single moms like me, people who really
Super
could benefit
moms.
From an extra $632 in their pocket. And it's also not just the individual savings, but it's also the total savings for our economy. So I'm on the oversight committee, you might know, and that is where we did a study recently this fall in September. And what it showed is if we don't electrify our transportation sector, that we're going to lose more than 500,000 Californians dying prematurely
there
to air pollution and other problems.
I see someone entering the shot behind.
Yeah.
Get out of my fucking shot.
I was going to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't meet the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot. Okay. I'm going to start again with electric vehicle saving us money.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. We got enough of Katie. Now here's Katie. This one is, I think a little bit older, talking about the fact, since she's so much in the news now, that her 12-year-old, when Trump was elected, made the comment that, am I going to be able to get an abortion if I get raped? Here's what she said.
So on election night, I went to pick up my daughter from water polo practice, and she's
12,
and she got in the car and she was crying. And I said, did someone punch you? Like, water polo is a rough sport. I was like, did someone hit you? Did the coach yell at you? What happened? And she said, Mom, Trump won. Trump's going to win. And what if I get raped and I need to have an abortion? This is from a 12-year-old, my 12-year-old daughter. Mm. And so it was really a reminder of how scary this time is for people and how important it is for Democrats to have strategies, both at the state level and the federal level, to make sure that we can continue to protect people's rights.
All right, then. Water polo. We go from that to the daughter worried about being raped because Trump is there. And where has Trump gone with abortion? You know, we've gone through this all the time. Trump is not the one. Trump faced down, in fact, Ron DeSantis on this issue. If you remember, DeSantis was playing with that. I think, let's go back, Dom, 6 weeks is where DeSantis landed in Iowa. And that was going to be the showdown issue there. It was not. Trump has not been there. It's ridiculous. But it's ridiculous using the 12-year-old worried about rape after water polo practice, being upset all that time during water polo, hearing that Trump has been elected or is going to be elected. How is she going to get an abortion? Oh, my goodness. All right. 855-839-1210. By the way, Matt Rooney coming up. I'm going to ask Matt. A lot of you are saying the same thing on Twitter, and I get it. Jack at various events, Jack Cittarelli, has brought up, I'm going to do all that I can to return plastic bags to Jersey. I think that drives voters that are noncommittal. Am I going to vote? Am I not going to vote? Oh, plastic bags will be back. And every time they call it single-use plastic bags, you know how I get. We use it multiple ways. What are we talking about? It's not just to carry things home. It's doggy patrol. It's putting lunches in there. Not the same bag, but, you know, constantly using that. Jack's got to say that more. Plastic bags. All right, Matt Rooney breaking down the debate and giving you an idea of how big this is going to be tomorrow. And then we'll get you on to get your side answer on Jersey. Let me first, though, remind you of my great friend, Diane Cardano Casaccio, back with us with a big event of her own. Most home sellers are being lied to by people they trust, and it's costing them a fortune. Diane has sold thousands of homes and has identified the 10 biggest myths that aren't just bad advice. They'll drain $50,000, $75,000, even $100,000 from your bottom line. She's hosting a free breakfast seminar for home sellers on Saturday, October 18th at 9 a.m. So you join me and Diane in Fort Washington, where she'll reveal the truth about pricing, staging, photography, and the one biggest mistake that forces homes to stay on the market for months after months, losing you thousands. All attendees get a copy of Diane's newest book, Model Home Mindset. So join Diane Cardano and me on October 18th. You RSVP. That's all that's required. No cost. It's a great breakfast, too. And if you're thinking of selling your home the next year or two, that's fine. Doesn't have to be next month. RSVP. Call now, 215-576-8666 or online, 215-576-8666.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you
and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, Dom Giordano show. A lot to unpack with Matt Rooney. It's an extravaganza tomorrow. It's a festival. Even the Vegas diner is going to be the site of Fox and Friends with the Deuce. Steve Ducey there. And then later on, my show at Mulligan's and then Rich. Matt, congratulations to you and Mike Donahue. This is like preparations for the Normandy invasion. Anybody coming in by boat, coming in on the beaches.
I don't know how we're going to fit all these people here, Dom, but we're going to have over 2,000, maybe 3,000, and we're going to make it work. And I should thank you because right now I'm hanging out with this beautiful scenery behind.
Oops, a little challenge here on the speaker.
Hold on, we're figuring it out.
Yeah, okay, all right. Matt is there at the seaport, I believe, coming to us live as they prepare for the event tomorrow. YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210. You can get there with Matt. Okay. All right, Matt, sorry for that. So you're at the seaport right now.
Listen, that's the challenge with live radio, right? And yeah. I'm on site. It's a breezy but beautiful day down here. And I was starting to say, Dom, is I should thank you not only for having me on, but I see Mike Donahue over there moving boxes while I'm taking a break and talking to you. So I owe you beer when you get to Mulligan's.
Okay. Well, when you get to Mulligan's, you and Mike, of course, are most esteemed. There will be no raw oysters tomorrow. There will be pork roll and egg from Johnny. He's got a special concoction of that. That's one of the things we'll be doing. We're also always like to do a poll there. We're going to see if anybody says Taylor Ham at Mulligan's tomorrow.
We will be turning people away from the rally if they say Taylor Ham. Now, it's up to Johnny what he does at his own establishment.
Yeah, exactly.
I can only speak for the Seaport beer.
Well, I saw some of the totals there, and given the intensity of this and the guest speaker list, Matt, I just don't want to follow Scott Presler. Anything else is okay with me, as far as I know right now. Have you slotted all the speakers, or do we do a lottery when we get there tomorrow?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to put a bunch of straws down on the table, and whoever draws the short straw has to go right after Presler. Now, look, we are so excited, and you know that we've talked about this how many times on the radio before, Dom. It's frustrating in New Jersey getting people to believe, both the people that live and pay taxes and vote here, but also the national Republicans. One of the reasons why Mike Donahue and I concocted the reason for this rally is we wanted people to believe that New Jersey's not blue, it's purple, and it can be red if we all do our part. And this rally will not only communicate that, but it's also evidence that, yeah, all those friends nationally from other states, from Fox, from everywhere else, they're here this time for the battle. And it's a battle that I think we can win. And if you don't believe it already, go to capegop.com, register. There's still time to get in on this tomorrow when the doors open at 2:00.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and it's masterful how this has played out, Matt. I know that's my big point. What the heck happened to the Philadelphia suburbs? Your big point, Jersey is doable, believe, and that's why SaveJersey.com and all that you do. And this is crystal clear when you see the face-off. Now, I was mind-melding Jack last night. I'm being accused of that when suddenly he launched into another thing. It's gravy, not sauce, and it's macaroni, not pasta.
Well, look, I mean, these are the things that matter to people.
Yes,
and I know a few yuppies who probably aren't even from our part of the world have been complaining about it on X, like, oh, that's what we're focused on. Well, of course not. Jack's been talking about taxes, about ending sanctuary statehood, our electric bill crisis. He's the one that's espoused plans. Mikey, whenever she rolls out of the basement to make a rare public appearance, you rarely get anything coherent, let alone a plan. But at the same time, we may joke about pork roll and whether it's gravy or sauce. We want someone who's one of our own because we want someone authentic who actually cares about this state. We're tired of people passing through, doing a poor job, running for president, failing, and then leaving us worse off than how they found us. In Jack Chitarelli, we finally have found someone who's dedicated to New Jersey. He says it at every stop, Dom. I know you've heard him say it. When he's done being governor in 4 to 8 years, not interested in going to D.C. He wants to come down here to the beach to retire. That's what we need.
Yeah, 100 years. 100 years of Chattarelli's. The only complaint, if there is one, and you were monitoring the debate probably more than I, the plastic bag thing, people are all, and I know you're all on board with it, just say, I'm bringing back plastic bags. Good night, everybody. That's a winner.
It's a one-stop win. I agree. I mean, look, I'm down here at the shore. We live in such a bizarre regulatory climate now in New Jersey where Pennsylvanians have to smuggle plastic bags down when they rent a shore house in the summer
absolutely.
So they can pick up after their dog, right? Or as you said, you know, put some sandwiches in there and bring them down to the beach so the seagulls can't see them. It's insanity, and it's just another example to me of how Trenton's priorities are irreparably screwed up with the current multi-decade Democrat majority. That's why it's so important to send someone there that's willing to challenge all of this nonsense. So yes, I've been generally very happy with Jack's messaging this time around. I think he's running a very strong campaign. One bit of constructive criticism, I think he should throw plastic bags to the audience from the stage.
Oh yeah, well that's where
tomorrow
I was going
to
go. Rather than the hat, plastic bags to the audience. Oh, I don't want
they're like gold in New Jersey.
I don't want to
contraband.
Could we be arrested if I brought 100 or 200 plastic bags there, Matt? That would be good. That would be fine.
They can't throw 2,500 of us in the holding cell, Dom.
Matt, you do that tomorrow night. That's better than the hats. You know, that is just absolutely, it is going to be a blast. And you and Mike, I have a small sense of some of the stuff I've done, what goes into this. But my God, to put it in this locale, to tap into what happened with Trump, there's nothing better. So, Matt, one more time, if people want to register, they still can do that. They have to be part of it for a lot of reasons. Where do they go?
Yeah, I mean, one more time, too, Dom. I mean, mighty hat tip to Mike Donahue and the mighty Cape GOP. He was prepared to take a loss on this event. For him, as I said, it's all about projecting that New Jersey's a battleground. If you want to be a part of it, CapeGOP.com. It is free to register, but you have to register because of how many people we have coming, folks. We're going to have a wonderful time. Doors open at 2 o'clock. There will be Trump merchandise and other great things like these hats, make NJ great again, food, drink. You're going to leave not only having enjoyed your Friday, but also convinced that America First is on the march, even in supposedly blue Jersey. We're going to demonstrate again tomorrow once and for all that it is not, no longer.
Absolutely. Any other guests to be announced tomorrow, do you think?
He's holding on, he being Mike Donahue, to a couple more. I actually see him over there in the corner right now on the phone, and I've been bugging him to announce a couple, but he's being a little withholding. I think he's having fun with it. But it seems as if as word spreads, almost every other day someone reaches out to us and says, wow, I really want to be a part of something I think that's going to be historic. So anticipate that before the doors open on Friday the 10th, you're going to hear about more speakers.
And Matt, Nobel Prize, I'm on the fence 50-50 for Trump. The sudden entry of this Sudan group for emergency rooms there or something, apparently they may go with that over the guy who's done this history that we're witnessing.
Yeah, I mean, I quipped about it earlier. We are constantly being told that President Trump and his supporters are fascists. This is the most peaceful alleged fascist in history. I think this would be the eighth conflict, Dom, that he has successfully helped resolve. He's a man of peace. I would not bet anything on him getting a Nobel Prize because we know the medal of the Europeans that award those types of things. But if this was a fair and just planet, he would receive it. No president has done more probably since Lincoln for the cause of liberty and freedom than Donald J. Trump. That's not a partisan statement. It's just a statement of fact.
Absolutely. Well, hope to see you guys over at Mulligan tomorrow. I know how busy you are, but we will be there together with you, and I love the plastic bag idea. Let's get Jack on with that.
Instead I got to stop by and pick up the pork roll, egg, and cheese for stock.
Well, that's true. And instead of, you know, the confetti coming down and all, plastic bags rain over the crowd.
Can you imagine? Oh, Fox News will be here. They'll be broadcasting all day. I think they would love that.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you. And say hello to Mike for us, too. And congratulations. Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely. We'll see you tomorrow, Dom.
All right. There you go. The plastic bag. I can't tell you to bring plastic bags to that. I don't know the regulations and the whole thing and all. But, yeah, Jack ought to throw you know, there you can tie them up. You can put 10 of them into a thing. Oh, my God. And Fox, I don't know about wall-to-wall coverage with different shows. I think that'll be announced tomorrow. But I know if you're there, the Vegas Diner, nice spot, 14th in North Wildwood, they're doing their breakfast, you know, Fox and Friends from there with Steve Ducey there tomorrow. All right, it is the lightning round next. All you have to do is hit us with something that really says Jersey, person, place, thing, and we'll put you into the hat for the grand prize from Gallo's tomorrow. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. I don't want to carry this down to Mulligan's tomorrow and remember it because we have other big stuff. But these people in Delaware County, we're talking to Matt, believe Jersey is purple. I've been talking about, and Guy Shiraki too, what the heck happened to the Philadelphia suburbs? The Delaware County progressives that have taken over announce, and I'm looking at coverage of Delaware County Times, they're not going to announce the new budget before the election. Can't do it. Take too much to do it. These are the people that just raised taxes the last time around 23%. What in the world is going on in Delaware County? Who invaded it? Progressives or the Republican Party? Not so good. Tough call. That used to be as Republican as Philadelphia's Democrat. All right. So side question. Something associated with Jersey. By the way, Henry, you saw the footage. I'm looking at Katie Porter, this maniac, in the footage when that woman was in her shot. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo. I predict tomorrow there'll be three or four more cuts of this woman out there.
Oh, 100%.
Are just, you know.
I'm sure this isn't the only unpleasant experience one of her staffers has had
unpleasant.
With her.
Yeah, she's already facing pressure even from Democrats to exit the governor's race. So you never know. She's been out there all along that this stuff was going on, but there's more pressure now. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
I equate New Jersey with the birthplace of Francis Albert Sinatra.
All right, Joe. Absolutely. Yeah, we know Jersey City. Of course. Good one. We got somebody in Jersey here. Let me try Michelle in Medford, since she's in Jersey. All right, Michelle, what's yours?
Hello. Thank you for having me on. I'd have to say, well, first of all, I want to say, take a walk around a school during lunchtime and look at all the plastic that's being thrown out. We put two little slices of a pickle into a little plastic container for 500 students every day. Little plastic containers all the time. So, but New Jersey, to me, as a boardwalk, is absolutely my thing that makes me think of New Jersey. We have the coastline all over, no boardwalks anywhere but New Jersey, and they're all phenomenal.
I would agree with you. That is a great one. Yeah, absolutely. Drew in Upper Darby, I don't know about your plastic commentary, but I want those bags there tomorrow. Matt hit upon something. Jack Chattarelli, bags flying down behind him. He wins Jersey right there. They're back. Drew in Upper Darby. All right, Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you. You know, Dom, the New York Jets and the New York Giants, they play their home games in New Jersey.
Yes.
However, back in 1982, from 82 to 85, there was another league called the USFL. And it was a very competitive league. A lot of good players came from it. And one of the teams was owned by Donald Trump, and Herschel Walker played on it.
Yep.
The team was the New Jersey Generals. Thanks,
absolutely. God. And there's a thing, you know, I don't want to overvalue, but Trump throwing a football there looks like potentially he could throw it 40 yards back then. I've seen the footage. He's a good baseball player. He was.
Interesting.
The golf swing is not good. Stop it already.
No.
It's not good. I don't know how he wins these senior tournaments. He looks like to be a pretty good putter, but not the swing. Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom. Henry, good to talk to you guys, and I'll be quick. Dom, what came first, the first baseball game or Thomas Edison?
First baseball game.
Very good, very good. In 1846, it was played in Hoboken, New Jersey, and it was between the New York Nine and the Knickerbockers. Even back then, New York was playing their games in North Jersey.
Yeah.
But the New York Nine won 23-1. 6 months after that, Thomas Edison was born in Menlo Park, and he then built the first industrial laboratory research facility in the world in 1876, also in Menlo Park. So I'm going with Thomas Edison. I just threw the baseball in to have some fun.
Thank you, guys.
What's that thing you're working on?
Well, it's a light bulb. And
a light bulb! Light bulb! I invented that. Me! I'm Thomas Edison. I invented the light bulb.
Take that, Tesla. Sometimes like speeches I'm giving one tonight, tomorrow, I just put random stuff in there to settle a score with Dan. Like, yeah, take that, Tesla. It's Edison. Come on. Oh, Edison, no. Let me get Earl F. Tacconi. Earl, we have about 30 seconds. What's yours?
The ever ubiquitous New Jersey driver, 15 miles under the speed limit and driving slow in the passing lane. The citizens even mentioned it.
Yeah, exactly. Where we will be flying down there and driving with 2 feet tomorrow. All right, Sean, you did all these today. Do you have somebody that you really liked?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. My favorite one is honestly one of my favorite board games of all time is David with Monopoly.
That was one of my outside the box ones. That was a good observation. We all thought that was a little bit different. Yep. Henry, how about you?
I totally second that one. I think David and Lexton hit it around the money. And I like Joe of Columbus's creative answer of the mob. Not necessarily the mob you're thinking of, but a mob, sure, without a doubt.
Okay, let's go with David and Lexington. Yeah, I thought that, wasn't the usual fare here with that. All right, so we are all geared up. So is Rich, who's next. Tomorrow, you know the plan, 310 West Hildreth. Here's some of the plot lines, some of the storylines. Can Henry throw the Bridgestone ball 40 yards? How are those sandwiches that Johnny's concocting here playing off the pork roll? And will we find anybody who votes that it should be called Taylor Ham in the people that come to Mulligan? Remember, they're coming from all over New Jersey tomorrow. They don't know. Will we out them? Will they come on the air and defend that? We'll see all that. Plus, and then the big rally.
Plus, is anyone going to come in a powdered wig?
Powdered wig. Don't forget that from the Battle of Germantown. That's right. I'm hoping Gary shows up and does his Biden or powdered wig thing. It is going to be a festival. Got to be there tomorrow at any point in the day. Everybody in the world paying attention, including Fox News, Vegas Diner, the Deuce. All right. Rich is next with four big hours here. Thanks to Sean. Thanks to Henry. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.